When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Speaking of Alabama, the guy who taught you the offense down there, Mac Jones, may get a start this weekend.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Oh, man. He is a one-bullet assassin.
Well, that means I got a great shot.
No, it means that's the only shot.
Is he a one-trick pony?
That is it.
He is.
That is it. And we know what the pony does.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
And there's a new Tinder swindler in the news.
Ooh.
Franklin Nwadiallo, a 40-year-old Nigerian national. Nwadiallo would meet people on dating sites and build up relationships, then ask for money.
The lonely heart needs companionship.
That's right.
Is it a crime, though?
Yes.
Really?
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
There is a new holiday, Exploding Whale Day.
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah.
Wiggy loves that meme.
Now.
It's sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Go! Yeah. Yeah.
Greg Hill, show! All right. Happy Flex Friday. We are at the American Heritage Museum, which is half in Hudson, Massachusetts, and half in my longtime home continent of Stowe. Good morning. Hello. Thanks, everybody. Unbelievable.
So cool.
Starting Veterans Day weekend off with a tradition later on today, Lunch with a Hero, and then I thought we might create a new tradition by coming here and doing the show this morning here, which I think all of your first times here, your initial impressions.
I can't believe it. I mean, I got here pretty early to walk around and see some of the planes because you had told me that the planes were the coolest part. I can't get over it. Like, I'm in awe walking around. And I'm in awe that so many people are here so early in the morning. No, this place is incredible.
Any regrets that you didn't marry a veteran?
Always.
No, a man in a uniform.
Yes, I mean, very handsome. It's hard very, to deny. Very handsome.
Yes. I don't know if you know the song, Bill has a uniform. It's just a collared shirt.
Oh, it's... Yes, it is.
That's a veteran or a wag.
Wiggy, what your thoughts?
I tell you what, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm a big Call of Duty guy, so, you know, I'm into all the military stuff. So I'm ready to get some of this stuff outside and let's fire off some rounds.
I meant to text you yesterday because latest Lioness episode, they bring up Call of Duty during the training.
Oh, they do?
Yes, and I just thought of Woody.
All right.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is that you do it not IRL.
No.
These guys did it. Many of them did it actually in real life.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So the first of many rounds of applause for our veterans who are here today. And later on, I could not be more excited about Joe Landry, who will be here. He is a World War II veteran, and he just celebrated his 100th birthday. And he'll be with us about 7:30 this morning, and we'll have him on the show for Ask a Greatest Generation member at 8:20 this morning. And so he's an unbelievable guy. We met him last year at Lunch with a Hero, and he's an unbelievable dude. So
hilarious, too.
And we'll throughout the show today, we'll get the opportunity to talk to those men and women who serve this country and to thank them for that. And our thanks to you this morning. If you come by, the American Heritage Museum is free breakfast. I think we got free breakfast for the first 100 of you who come by this morning from All Town Fresh. And so we'd love to see you this morning. And I'm sure that when you get here, you will find that you need to stay here till 5 to see everything, or you're going to have to come back again and check it out.
I got here at 3 just to walk around inside and to just see. And I felt you because you worked here, right?
I did.
In this building.
Yes. When I was in high school, not in this building because this building wasn't here. When I worked here in the 1950s, it was...
The war was still going on. It was built the museum.
It was just... it was an automobile museum. I should thank the Collings family who are hosting us here. And they started off by creating a classic automobile museum. And so, yes, I worked. Curtis, one of the first jobs when it came to working with my hands,
right?
Physical labor.
Oh.
With my tiny hands, physical labor. Really, one of my first physical labor job was picking up drops at the apple orchard at Shelburne Farms right down the road, which is probably the most disgusting job anybody could ever have in the world.
What do you mean by drops?
What's
like,
that?
When the apples fall off, they don't fall far from the tree, but they sit there and people walk all over them, drive all over them. Do all kinds of things all over them, and then
That just nature's composting?
Right.
No, you go around and pick them up. That's how they make cider.
Oh, so. Okay.
No.
Oh,
gross.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Courtney.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, cider's ruined.
Yeah. Don't run that through your app.
No, I will not.
I didn't know you grew up out here. I thought you just lived here as an adult.
He talks about it all the time.
My lifelong. This is. I grew up here.
And then stayed here.
I'm very sentimental today.
He's a townie.
We raised our children here.
Okay.
Yeah, I am a townie.
I can't believe that you drove this far to go into the city to do your show for so long.
Every day.
Yeah, that's...
Every day.
That ride's long.
Yeah. How long did you have a driver for?
Maybe a brief period of time. Johnny Egan was there, but
I did see... So it was an automobile museum?
Yes.
I did see a tank that had a Pantera sticker on it. Was that for you?
No, I didn't put that on there.
Are you sure?
But we can't.
Rebellious.
It's just impossible to describe this place.
Unbelievable.
It's hard.
If you're watching on Twitch, you can see the tank that is behind us. I would, if you're available today and you're not coming out here and you don't have a lot going on, I would At some point, try to watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube, because we'll give you a little tour of the over 60,000 square feet of military artifacts which are here and exhibits. And it is just, you know, throughout the year, but certainly with Veterans Day here, it's a great time to think about those who are braver, certainly braver than I,
right,
and serve this country. So.
It's actually pretty cool. Like, you know, like, you don't really get to experience, like, being 3 feet away from a tank, yeah, and really how big it is. Yeah. Or, you know, there's this, like, fighter jet behind us, and you don't really get to realize how big these things are. And actually, like, you know, these things are not bulletproof, and they were actually being fired upon or firing giant, you know, rounds out of it. And it's, like, pretty cool and interesting to kind of see it up close and personal. That's the one thing that I'm always impressed with, is to see the weaponry up close and personal.
Yeah.
There's a plane in the back that was there at Pearl Harbor, mm-hmm, and survived because it was getting work done on it. That was one of the things that I saw when I first walked in.
Yeah.
And I was told about it. It's in the far back left corner. And it's crazy to me to walk around. Wiggy's right. I mean, how often are you this close to this, right, type of machinery? So for me, it's...
And think about the rounds that
also,
come
Wiggy,
out of that.
That's Pearl Harbor, the military base, not the drink.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know that.
Okay.
But I wonder what
no
type
rim
of...
shot?
What type of round comes out of this tank or even that tank? It's like,
yeah,
pretty interesting when you get to see, you know, I walked in and it looked like it was like, I don't know, like a 50 cal machine gun that would be mounted on the back of a Jeep or something as soon as you walked in, and to like know that these things were actually fought in battle.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You're right about Call of Duty. You're going to have, yes, to leave mid-show and go play Call of Duty.
Oh, man, I cannot wait.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. We are at the American Heritage Museum, and at about 8:20 or so, Joe Landry will be here. We are celebrating Joe's centennial birthday. But before that, Bruins, the up and down season of the Boston Bruins continues. This is it's up this morning.
They wanted to give that one away, though.
Yeah, they did.
You got the walk off from Brad Marchand last night in overtime. So Jim Montgomery survives another weekend, I guess.
Back to 500.
Back to 500. I mean, I don't know. You're right, though. They kind of wanted to give that game away. Right.
I mean, It was crazy to be up in the point of the season that they are, and then to see that third period, it was – I looked at it and said, oh, they're going to lose this one.
Yeah, they're just like, you know, they're one of those teams where you kind of don't know what they are. I think they'll still make the playoffs, but how far are they really going to go in the postseason?
The only change they can make that will have something that really shakes the entire organization up is at the coaching position. That's why that's being rumored, because you spent a bunch of money in the offseason. You're up against a hard cap in the NHL. You're not going to be doing any more real trades to improve your roster. It's not like last year where you had an excess of one position at goalie.
Yeah.
So you're saying even if
you don't think Jim Montgomery is the problem,
if you want the team to change, that's why in hockey it's so like these guys are recycled. That's why Ken loves hockey. They recycle coaches.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is what they're going to do. It's not a matter of if, but when.
But how many times we talked about this, I don't know, yesterday or the day before, if you're Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, how many times can you fire a coach and use that as the excuse?
I don't know. Especially when the coach and Mike Milbury talked about this yesterday, especially when both coaches have been relatively good for you, especially in the regular season. How do you fire a guy who 2 years ago set the NHL record for most wins, points, and now...
Well, they have to be thinking about it or you'd have a new deal. Like,
yeah, I agree with that.
You know, they went into this season clearly with questions about Jim Montgomery, or they would have given him a new deal and he wouldn't be a lame duck.
You've been right, though. They have one more in them. And then it's got to be a complete refresh for this entire franchise.
Oh, you're talking about with Sweeney and Nelly.
Yeah, like they've got one more. They can fire one more, I guess, before people are starting to say, wait a minute, you can't keep doing this. We're getting the same result.
It's kind of like the Danny Ainge thing. When does the owner, which was Wick at that point in time, get to the point where he's like, all right, Danny did a lot for the organization, but it's been a while since he's done anything significantly in the sense of, you know, being able to win a championship. So when do I have to make a very tough decision in removing a guy that a lot of people, like a lot of people love Cam Neely.
Mm-hmm.
But when does
Neely's going?
I don't think he's ever. Cam Neely's never going to go.
But I will say,
so
this,
then does he not have a hand in anything?
I think he's just he is their half facing guy that the fans love and half in charge of.
Okay,
Don Sweeney.
So he has really no hand in nothing that goes on.
It's sort of like Sam Kennedy's seen what how many managers he's been in this position since Larry Lucchino left the Woo Sox. He's going to keep that job because he's one of John Henry's
whoopies. Right, and he's not a really big decision maker.
Right.
The decision maker is on the GM.
Right. Sam Kennedy meets the media when John Henry doesn't want to, and that's how he keeps his job.
Right.
Serious.
I get that. I can see that.
And
But sometimes he, at the end of the season, he doesn't even meet the media on this show.
He's afraid of two people, John Henry and Courtney. but they could do the other thing, which was what the Celtics did with Mazzulla, which is at the All-Star break, Mazzulla got a new deal that the team had performed above what we expected or about what we expected, and they gave him that sort of sign of belief in whatever. If the Bruins do that with Monty, let's say the Bruins go on a 6-game winning streak here, then I think they should do that. They shouldn't stand pat. Either you extend Monty before the end of the year, like the Red Sox and Cora, or
you fire him.
Yeah.
But Milbury made a good point yesterday. As much success as Monty has had, when have you ever seen a coach have to, like, almost beg or prove that he's the guy to get a new deal midway through the season or even at the beginning? Like, you would think, based off of what Monty has been able to accomplish.
I don't think the regular season, though, Wiggy, I don't think they look at the regular season as the way you might. Like, I think, great, they look at it and go, great. You won the president's trophy, and
so
what did that do for us?
Right.
Like I don't.
So then they do look at the regular season like me, where it means absolutely nothing.
Yes,
what you've done.
Yeah. I was saying if you were suggesting that they look at the regular that fans or somebody looks at the regular season and says, "Wow, unbelievable! They did something that was never done before." I don't think people look at it that way.
Well, I just only base it off
like where's the play? Like where's the long run into the playoffs?
Right.
Where's
NHL's regular season is the least relevant of all the major sports because their playoffs every year you see a 7-2, an 8-1.
Yeah.
It's all about, wait for it.
Hot goaltender. I knew it. All right. It's a Flex Friday. It's also a Patriots Friday. And as the New England Patriots get ready for the Chicago Bears, we will talk with Jelani Tavai coming up at 7:30 this morning. Before that, though, we will get to our leads coming up at around 6:25 or 6:30 this morning. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Brad Marchand said about his overtime winner last night when we get to They Said It. Courtney has the news at 7:45. I mentioned it earlier, but we'll be joined at 8:20 by Joe Landry, World War II veteran, Greatest Generation member, and I cannot wait for that. And then the show today will end with Tank Commander Wiggins. Not in real life. Driving us across enemy lines in a tank to end the show on Twitch.
Shoot something?
Yeah, me.
I don't know. Right?
Just the side of the hill. I saw there's a lot of hills.
Is he allowed to fire any weapons? No?
Okay. No?
All right.
Even if it's a dummy round?
Yes?
Yeah, a dummy round.
He says he's got a good shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. What do you mean? It was plastered all over Instagram when I did Matt Light shoot-off competition.
You just have to wear a MAGA hat. That's all.
Hey, listen. I've moved on from the election.
Yeah.
Whoever's in office, I support.
Right.
You have something in common with a tank, which is that you're 40 and the tank were about the same speed. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I can't outrun no tank, with these hamstrings.
All right. We are at the American Heritage Museum. We'll be here all morning, and we would love to see you this morning as we get ready to say thank you to those who have served this country on the Friday before Veterans Day. Here is Courtney to start us off with what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Will the Bruins get a win in overtime to get back to 500 on the season? Taking down the Calgary Flames 4-3, Captain Marchand was the savior with the game winner. Jim Montgomery talked about Brad after the win. Here's what he had to say.
I thought he was desperate the entire game. I mean, he hit a couple of posts. I thought that he was on top of his game. I thought he was skating well, you know. But his ability to recover and just keep going, a second and third effort, you know, it needs to become contagious on our team because he's a great leader.
Corpusalo was in goal. He had 34 saves in the win. The Ravens beat the Bengals in Thursday Night Football 35-34. Lamar Jackson in Baltimore scored 28 points in the second half, the most a team has scored in the second half this season. A 5-yard touchdown pass to Rashad Bateman with under 2 minutes to go sealed the deal.
Your boy Zay Flowers killed me on my parlay.
Oh, he's been so hot too. What you did?
I had him 11 yards in the first quarter.
Okay.
I mean 11 and a half.
Yeah, you love doing these first quarter.
Yeah, he gets 11. I need 11 and a half. I had Jamar Chase for 16. He had 40 in the first quarter.
You understand that's why they win all the time, right?
What's that?
That's why they win. They are.
Sucker bet?
They are so good.
Oh.
They know.
Yeah. Plus, there's so many suckers like me out there that are chasing it. We're chasing our tails.
By the way, a game where a team scored over 28 points in the second half, Super Bowl 51, Patriots. Mm.
Also, Curtis, how long do you keep being allowed to refer to yourself as the parlay playboy if you have yet to win a single parlay?
You know, it's Friday, and Wiggy and I ended on a bumpy note, so I think Wiggy is playboy, parlay boy, whatever the hell he wants to be called.
That's
for
fine.
All the perpetuity.
Yeah. As long as you keep betting, you're the playboy.
But when you name yourself, you got to learn this, Greg. This is like street knowledge 101. When you name yourself, you can use it as long as you want.
Really? Doesn't matter if anybody agrees or not.
It doesn't matter. Okay. You gave yourself that name.
Okay. All right.
It is a Patriots Friday. Like Greg said, we'll talk with Jelani Tavai this morning about the Pats matchup with the Bears on Sunday. Kickoff for that one is at 1 p.m. The Celtics are home tonight with the Nets in town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one with Luke Kornet as doubtful with right hamstring tightness.
And I'm assuming that based on the goalie rotation that you could get a goalie hug v. goalie hug game tomorrow night for the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
Shime, am I right about that?
Yeah.
Should. Right? Little,
absolutely.
Little revenge opportunity?
Little revenge goalie hug?
For both of the goaltenders tomorrow night? Okay.
And before I throw it to Curtis, for the weather, it does seem like Greg was right about one Mac Jones this weekend.
Mm.
He's he is going to be under center for Jacksonville.
I've already unloaded bets on the Minnesota Vikings. So.
All right.
But you were so certain that he wasn't going to play.
Right. Yeah, I'm still not convinced that he is going to play.
Return of the Mac.
Does that mean I get my return of the Mac rejoin sometime this morning?
All right, fine.
Return of the Island.
Mm-hmm.
If he stinks, which he's going to.
I am rooting so hard for him this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for him to have four turnovers.
What? For our purposes?
No. I don't
he goes
want
out
it.
There and throws like 350 yards, four touchdowns, the Jaguars beat the Vikings.
Zero picks.
Oh my God, now we got a quarterback.
He's a completely different guy.
Yeah, they just paid Trevor Lawrence a boatload of money. It's like.
And don't worry, Ricky, it's not going to happen.
Didn't the spread jump?
It moved, I think, like a half a point. It's Minnesota by 7.
Oh, I thought it moved a lot.
But Trevor Lawrence it seems like he's going to have surgery. So you're going to get to see an extended period of time with Mac Jones, I think.
You are going to be insufferable.
Yeah. All right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Curtis Weather, did you give it already?
I haven't. Okay. Good to see that you listen. 42 degrees, mostly clear in Boston, afternoon high of 61. I'm going to go to that bar. What's it, Ariel's, where Mac went? What's it called?
No.
He was at Yvonne's.
He was at Yvonne's.
I've never been to either. I've never been cool enough, but I'm going to create like single boy touchdown swag drink.
Yes, he did have – that was during his brief breakup.
Would you say he's the biggest douche nothing?
He threw a I'm single party for himself.
Right.
Reportedly black tie.
Wow.
And he blacked out.
Yes, black tie, and then he blacked out in the – and unfortunately, probably a bad ice cube.
Allegedly.
I
think it was actually shower water.
Yes, allegedly. All right, we are at the American Heritage Museum with a whole bunch of incredible people who came out this morning to say thanks, and we will be right back with our leads.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Took a little while, but a redemption opportunity for Mac 10 this weekend. Trevor Lawrence is hurt, most likely will have surgery, so we will see what Mac Jones has learned.
Sophie must be so excited.
How many Instagrams in advance of the game, between now and game time Sunday, how many stories from Sophie would you guess, Courtney?
I would guess only like two, like okay. a game day outfit. She doesn't want to, you know, overdo it.
But this is her opportunity to get back in the spotlight.
But if he has a bad game, it's a bad look.
You know what would be the best case scenario for our purposes? The Jags go 5-3 the rest of the way with Mac. The end of the season, they fire Doug Peterson and they hire Bill Belichick, and then he cuts Mac again.
Yeah, I guess I don't really look at that as a potential spot that Bill would go to.
Where was that chime was that Bill Simmons podcast? We had that on.
Yes, it was Stephen Ruiz from The Ringer who had that he believed Bill Belichick would end up the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Why would he undertake a dumpster fire situation that's got a 10-year rebuild?
And to mention, does Bill Strachey was the guy that wants to play five games overseas?
No, he doesn't.
Like,
unless it's the seas between Boston and Nantucket,
right?
I don't think so. No.
Exactly.
But do you think Bill looks at any team like as a rebuild? If you look at the team, does it have talent? Does it have a potential quarterback? Because think about this: Jacksonville was a playoff team just a couple of years ago.
Won a playoff game.
Houston was a team that was, you know, two wins, and then they were, look where they are. Like, are there any more other than Carolina? Are there any teams that you out there and go, oh, this is going to be a 3-4 year rebuild? If you're Bill Belichick,
do you think he's not going to look at it and go and be excited about having the, you know, a top three pick because he's not going to take a quarterback in the draft? I mean, maybe.
No, but if they already have, it's like Atlanta, right?
But do you think he's impressed with Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know, but I'm just looking at
I would say the Raiders might be one of those teams that have, like, holes everywhere. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have many weapons on offense.
All right, but there's not many of those teams. Like, team like the Falcons.
Right.
You come into that and you go, look where they are right now this year. Maybe you thought that when we thought that's like a 3 or 4 year rebuild, but look where they are without Bill. So a team like that could be right in the mix because there's so much parity in the sense of teams being equal in the NFL and how quickly they can turn things around. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a coach like Bill goes, oh, I can't go there and have this team right back in the playoffs.
Well, we are at the American Heritage Museum, and it is a Flex Friday show in advance of Veterans Day on Monday. And it's a bit sad and sentimental for me to be back in Stowe, Massachusetts, where I spent the majority of my early and later years.
The more I think about you working here as a teen, I think that is why you have such great customer service now.
Such
a young age, had to work in a warehouse,
with
people.
Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah, so that's where the customer service comes from. We now know.
It exudes out of all of his pores.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's really where I cut my teeth, I guess, is what what one might say.
That and the apple picking.
Physical. That is pretty cool. I did not realize that until you just said it. You grew up here and raised your family here.
Yes.
I thought you just raised your family.
No. Wow. Full town.
Because you keep saying Neshoba.
Yeah, Neshoba. That's my high school.
All right.
It's a regional. So Bolton Stowe and Lancaster.
I see. I wasn't able to put that together. Yes.
Don't tell Wiggy this, but I lived in England.
I guess you did.
No, I know that, but it's very rare that you meet people. I think it's rare, but maybe I could be wrong. I feel like it's rare that you meet people who grow up somewhere and then raise their family
there. I think that's fairly common.
Is it? Maybe I'm just...
I think in Massachusetts it is. Well, it's probably East more Coast. Common. No, I think
Midwest.
Midwest is probably the people stay there.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I just feel like, you know, when you do meet somebody that's like, oh, I grew up here, went to high school here, we raised our family here. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like that's rare. Maybe I could be wrong.
That's what my parents did.
Mm.
Grew up in Hull, went to high school.
Let me tell you, if the walls in this town could talk, Wiggy, some pretty scintillating stories.
Yeah.
We don't have time for them now.
How far away was your arrest from this location?
It was a couple towns over.
Oh, okay.
It was where everybody went to do bad things.
Smoke the ganja?
Clinton. Well, that's where everybody went to smoke the ganja, yes.
Greg, do you ever lament the fact that you grew up in the wrong era, that like you were working here, making some money, and you didn't have DoorDash?
Yes, it was a real problem. A
lot of nooks and crannies in this place.
You could not get, ask a boomer. You could not get food delivered at work, really.
It was
a real problem.
Like a pizza shop, you couldn't call to get a pie delivered?
Nobody did really pizza delivery back then. I don't know what that was. People just got it. Believe this or not, Courtney, people got up in their car and drove and went to pick up the pizza.
Not great for the environment.
They got up
all those cars on the road.
That was bad for the environment. Yeah, it was awful. All right, well, we got a great show for you today, and that includes an opportunity for you to meet Joe Landry, who is a World War II veteran. He will join us here at about 8:20 this morning. Just celebrated his 100th birthday, so cannot wait to see and talk to Joe coming up on this morning's show. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
I'm liking what I think is your theme here. Are you theme rejoining, or at least theme leading?
I wasn't.
Okay.
It is an important, important rejoin to the show. This was one of the songs our friend of the program, Vietnam Dick, had sent me many, many moons ago when he was the guest DJ. And so I pulled this one out specifically because he's a veteran who is a big fan of the show and has sent songs in before.
Okay, that's the Box Tops, and the song is called The Letter, which I think you could theoretically, I think some believe that song was written about a letter from or during wartime, but I think it might be about a letter from somebody getting a letter in prison, which is a completely different thing. But I could be wrong about that. Leeds this morning, Shime. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Greg. Good morning. I hope you were you took the advice I gave to Rich Keefe yesterday in the hallway when I said bet all of the Lamar Jackson passing overs, because Lord did those hit, and it was a sweat until the fourth quarter. But I think last night is the perfect example of how elite quarterbacks just make you better. Like, it's just when you have a quarterback who can do the things that a guy like Joe Burrow can do, or a guy like Lamar Jackson can do, you put yourself in an entirely different catalog of team. And I think the Patriots have the opportunity to do that in the future here with a guy like Drake May, right? You want to see him continue to grow and continue to get better. And hopefully one day he'll be on the level of these guys competing in games like this, where even if you're down 21-7 in the fourth quarter, it doesn't matter, because you could score 28 unanswered points or just put up 28 in the second half. And so last night was an awesome, awesome football game. I hope everyone watched. I mean, the Bengals and Ravens have now played two awesome football games, but I felt like last night was just the perfect example of when you have two elite quarterbacks, literally anything is possible.
Where are you currently on the Ravens
and
where they end up this season?
I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl, and I think that's specifically because the defense is so bad. They are dead last in pass defense. and explosive rate against them. I don't think that's sustainable when you have to face quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and C.J. Stroud and, you know, keep going
Josh
on and
Allen.
On. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Like, there's just so many of them that can attack down the field. And if you can't defend that, that means you have to score 40 points every game. And as awesome as I think Lamar Jackson is, I think that's just a really big ask.
You're still leaning toward Bills, Chiefs.
The Bills. I don't know. Just like, listen, I think Chime's right, and I did bet all the Lamar passing overs. But I just think that he's right about their defense, and Josh Allen is having a tremendous year, and he might be the one guy this year and or might have the one team maybe defensively that can push Kansas City and, you know, be able to beat them and get to the Super Bowl.
I do love that the Ravens and Steelers are now the top of the AFC North because they face off next weekend, and it's already a rivalry game, but the fact that those two are at the top,
right,
it'll be a good one.
All right. Thank you very much, Chime. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg.
Can we have a round of applause for Chris Curtis, please?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I noticed that you two were canoodling with a Boston College graduate who served this country just a little while ago.
Go Eagles.
And grew up in Sherburn, right next to my hometown.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, we said, how's the retirement home? Anyway, so I love Australia, Greg. I've never been. It looks lovely. But their government is doing something that I wish ours would. They are enacting legislation banning social media for all people under 16 years old. And
how do we feel about that?
I love America.
They feel good about it. You don't feel good about
it. That's up to you. I mean,
Can't you drive at 12 if you love America?
No. I mean, I think it's social media. Social media is way different than getting behind the wheel
For some people, it could be more dangerous.
Of a 3,000 pound vehicle and driving it down the street.
Why can't you get a tattoo? Just a body ink.
Oh, you can under 16.
At 12 years old, you can't get a tattoo.
Well, under 16, if you have the consent of your parents.
Right. If you have consent of your parents, you can use social media, but you cannot use it unfettered.
That is
their policy.
I love this.
Oh, you do?
I love this, and I know that's a crazy take for me who loves social media, but there's no reason why a 14, 15, 13, 12, 10-year-old boy or girl needs to be on social media. I think that
what about all their friends are on it?
But that's what this is
that's
for.
That's why this is great.
And Wendy, I was being flipped, but like I think what is the biggest cause of so many of these issues is that it's the fear of being left out. And what we see now with draft picks in the NFL, I know it probably extends to all career paths. How many people are up for a first-round pick and Diana Russini goes back and sees something they posted when they were 15 years old that is really dumb or racist and they don't even understand it? They just post it. It's like a rap lyric or something stupid, and it comes back to bite them. The reason you have parental guidance for tattoos or for driving or anything else is that under the age of 16, you don't want to be doing something you don't understand that could impact the rest of your life in a negative way.
Well, that's because society is stupid for looking at what somebody did at 16 years old and then crucifying them for that and not going, all right, the kid probably made a dumb mistake on social media, and having the ability to say, be remorseful and go, you know what, it's a mistake that a lot of people made. You know, when there wasn't social media, think about all the dumb things we did that could come back to bite us in the butt. There were people, whether it was on a Polaroid picture. It's up to the parent to raise their kid and put their kid in a position to not feel left out for certain things, to understand what the kid's looking at. That's the parent's job. It's not the government's job to say, you got to ban social media for kids. What if the 14-year-old kid or the 15-year-old kid or the 13-year-old kid is using social media for something, help creating his own business or doing things along those natures or using it?
How many do you think are doing that, though?
A lot of them are becoming
influencers at a very young age.
Influencers. Yeah. Like, for instance, the granddaughter of the president-elect.
Mm-hmm. Kai Trump. Yes.
Just announced that she has launched her own YouTube channel.
Right.
She's a great golfer.
Yes.
And so it's all golf stuff.
And she has a great following on social media.
She would not be able to do that, I guess. If
no, she's over 16.
She's over 16.
I think she's like a junior.
She just committed to the U.
But I think she's a junior. Well, whatever.
But she probably might have been doing, and I get your point. But this would be my point to people who go, well, you know what, it's for the other. So we're going to let a few bad apples spoil the bunch.
But I would say this is the other way, because you're talking about a few good apples.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a bunch that are all being incredibly negatively impacted about their body image, about bullying, and they're all alone.
So why not ban video games for kids under 16?
I mean, I would be for banning those kinds of video games, but like I don't...
TV shows.
Where do you get bullied on a TV show?
But this is what it leads to.
It doesn't have to lead
to
I love a good slippery slope argument.
Yeah, this is what it leads to. But when
what about the newspaper?
But Curtis, when you bring up stuff like that, or your lead is on it,
yeah.
People are always going to be like, well, this is a slippery slope, Greg, right?
Yeah.
I just remember there was that documentary in the middle of the pandemic, and I want to forget those days, on social media by Netflix. I forget the exact...
Yeah,
what it was titled. But the stats they have about all of these negative consequences, especially in young women, I feel like...
They had it when we were growing up, Curtis, honestly. For us, it was rap music.
You're saying the risk is not worth the reward.
What does rap music have to do with being bullied and slight other people?
Because what I'm saying is when we were growing up, they said, oh, you can't listen to this because it influences you, and then you go out there and you do dumb things.
Don't forget the devil's music.
The devil's music for Greg.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Don't spin the record backwards because it's going to tell you to, you know,
Paul
kill your family.
Paul McCartney's dead.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Excellent lead, Curtis.
Yeah, great lead. Great lead.
Thank you.
We are going to continue with the rest of the leads. That means a lead from Wiggy and a lead from Courtney and a lead from yours truly. We are at the American Heritage Museum, half in Hudson, half in my original home continent of Stowe. It is a Flex Friday as we get ready for Veterans Day on Monday, and we'll be right back. Sean, not you, or is that a request?
That is a request from the text line, Greg.
So, all requests Friday, Flex Friday, Patriots Friday, and all requests Friday.
Absolutely.
One bad apple. Wiggy was talking about one bad apple.
That's it. Don't let it spoil the bunch.
And you talked about picking up that apple.
Yeah. That's correct. The drops. We are...
They make cider.
They do.
We are at the American Heritage Museum, which is over 60,000 square feet of... Yes!
Did Ken lock himself in a tank?
No, I think Ken was going to... Ken is... If you go back to that, actually, I think you can go back to Ken. Is Ken walking around for Twitch and YouTube purposes? So
is he selling our secrets to the other side?
Ken is giving those that are watching the show a bird's eye view of what you can see here, and it's extraordinary. It's
amazing.
Every conflict that the United States has been in is represented here, and it's really amazing to see. I know it's your guy. I've been here a couple times, but this is your first time here. So.
Yeah, once I'm done writing the news, I will be spending all of the breaks going through to try to get a closer look.
Oh, you got to see the rounds that go into this bad boy right here, Spawn.
But what you saw on Tuesday is thanks to this stuff.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you had 150 million people peacefully vote for their next democratically elected president.
Also, not to get political, but could we just, for a little bit of time, especially when you come here and you're thinking about Veterans Day, can we lay off the we're going into battle or we're going to fight analogies when it comes to sports. Oh, okay. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Politics, can we just for a little bit? It's like you're not going to war. You're not risking your life. So
don't you think veterans give us a pass on that.
You'll be able to ask him. We can ask Joe Landry who the first president he voted for was.
Right. Yeah.
Joe Landry will be here at 8:20 this morning. He just celebrated his 100th birthday. We met him last year at Lunch with a Hero, and we'll have him today again at Lunch with a Hero at the 110 Grill right nearby here. And I want to thank 110 Grill because last 3 years they have stepped up and provided an incredible afternoon for the men and women who serve this country with our Lunch for a Hero event. So thanks to Rob and everybody at One Thing Grill for that. They are unbelievable, and they love this day and love this event. So, all right, we got a few leads that are left this morning. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning, everybody, and thank you, everybody, for being here, and thank you for your service. I think that a day like this, where we have so many men and women that we get to meet who have served, is an important day for us to remember where we live and the luxuries we have that come along with it. My grandfather was a Korean War vet. He wasn't able to get here today, but watching him age and him needing more and more medical services, the way in which our country treats our vets is a shame. And I'm hoping that under this new presidency that maybe things change in the right direction there. And while a lot of people, whether it's today or on Monday, say thank you for your service to all of the people sitting in this room right now that have served, I do hope that you feel every day thanked. And that you are told how important you are for everything that we have and are able to reap the benefits for, because not enough people do that, especially the younger generation. I just feel like whether it's September 11th or historic events that happened even before that, the younger generation doesn't seem to grasp the importance of people going overseas and fighting for us to have our freedom. So, not to overstate the obvious, but thank you for all that you do. And I do hope that you feel that every day. And I do hope that this country does a better job in taking care of the people that did so much for us.
Extraordinary lead this morning. Let me thank you. Thank all of you. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I know my grandfather's listening, so he's my hero. And,
okay.
Yeah.
We got to meet him.
Yes, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
At Lunch with a Hero.
Yep.
All right. Awesome. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good stuff, Courtney. Going to be hard to follow that one, but I'll do my best. I tell you what I loved about last night's football game, and we need to get back to this. The unique color rush uniforms, jerseys, helmets. The Baltimore Ravens, they did like a new jersey and helmet unveil last night with the kind of the matte purple with the – I love when the NFL does that. I used to love when they did it for the Patriots, the color rush. I think we need to take a page, and when I say we, the NFL needs to take a page out of the college football book. Get back to the unique designs – uniforms, the Pat Patriots throwback, but then you factor in a little bit of cool little switching up the logo because you were able to design it pretty cool and having some of that color rush stuff. I love that stuff.
Do you like Jacksonville's for Sunday?
I didn't see this.
Oh,
I gotta check this out.
They're doing a white helmet with like the Jaguar on the side. It's right. A bit different.
Okay. It says Mac 10 on the back.
No, I gotta
look really stupid.
I love the whole element when they used to do that. I think it used to be Thursday Night Football where it was like the color rush stuff. But just the uniqueness of switching it up, you know? And it don't always have to be the old school stuff.
Yeah.
It could be something that somebody redesigned with the current uniform, just made it a little bit cooler.
That reminds me, Drake May has yet to copyright anything.
No.
I mean, why isn't he copyrighted Mayday,
right.
Curtis?
I remember when I mocked that, I was ripped for being negative.
Yeah, you were. I did.
Yeah, you were.
I ripped you.
I apologize right. for
me
that.
Me too. Yeah.
You compared it to Tom Brady. Tom Brady did that when he was already won seven Super Bowls.
Yeah, I was off.
Right.
I was off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
My expert analysis of the abilities of Mac Jones are off a little bit. But
can I just save you some time?
Yeah.
You always end up on my side, so don't disagree in the moment.
You're right. Well, I think you and I will be on this with this one. Rare baseball lead for me. But listen, as we continue to hear about the high price free agents like Juan Soto, whoever it is, the Red Sox, who say they want to go for it, they want to be the big dog wants to eat, have zero excuses if they choose to operate business as usual, as business has been for the last 3 or 4 years here when it comes to this offseason. They have the prospects. They have arguably the best farm system in Major League Baseball. They have five of the top 30 prospects. If you look at this on the bright side, they have been saving money for quite some time. So they can trade for whomever they want. They can go out and spend on whomever they want. If you don't want to spend the $50 million or 60 or whatever the number is for Juan Soto, then you can split it up. go get Fields, go get a couple guys. It doesn't matter when it comes to how you do it. But there is no excuse if this, in my opinion, in this offseason, if they are not making deals and improving the space.
All right, it's a good one. I agree with you, Greg.
You agree with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Them and New England should both be in the market for really getting the team back, or at least showing that they're willing to spend money.
And I would add one more to that. I believe it's up to 9 teams out of the 30 that have their rights TV holders bankrupt and are being operated by Major League Baseball. So on top of the normal advantages the Red Sox have, a third of the sport is bleeding cash when it comes to their TV product, whereas NESN is a cash cow. So there is no excuse to not be spending at the top of the market, especially this offseason.
All right, well, those are our leads. We are at the American Heritage Museum here in half in Hudson, half in Stowe, and it is a Flex Friday. We will be back with They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.